The conference will now begin.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem Chevra. We're back, Baruch Hashem. The day Lot Be'Omer, Lamedal Be'Omer, the day that we still feel the aura, the light, the sparks, the Nitzotzos of Hashem Baruch Hai. And as many of Am Yisrael still feel to now, and they might even feel tomorrow, eventually it's going to wear off. But for us who are learning this Torah of Rabbi Nachman and those who are connecting to Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nachman and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, we get to hold on to the sparks of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai the whole year. It's not just once a year you go to Meiron and you see the fires and you're taken by the sights. We get to do it every single day because what the Torah of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was and is, and the Baal Shem Tov brought down, and then Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Nachman, is to find that fire, mamash, to find the fire within ourselves. And that fire is found in many ways, but the main way is to learn the Torah Kedosha, to learn the Torah of Nachman and Nachman. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue now and continue to light little fires, little sparks. There's little sparks of fire in the Kudus Tovus in our life, and everything we do, the fact that we made a phone call today is going to be 10 to 15 minutes of good sparks, focusing, spending some time in the world of Ruchnius, in the world of growing and Avodas Hashem. And so on page 76, we're in the last paragraph here. We're still in the sugya of Chatzos, the deepest part of the night, but it's specifically in that part of the night within oneself when he's in a dark place to search and to look for the Nekudas Tovas that are there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically puts even some of the biggest and greatest and most powerful Nekudas Tovas specifically in that place of Chatzos. And so if nothing writes like that, Shem V'Hayireim. Through those who are kosher and those who are God-fearing people, those big tzaddikim, those big talmidei chachamim, who get up by chatzos every single night and brush over chassidim are it's a very beginning by them. Rabbi Nachman told everybody to get up by chatzos. It's not the most common practice nowadays, but it's actually gaining some ground. They have a lot of kol and chatzos in Eretz Yisrael, and they have in America and Borough Park and Williamsburg, where big yarei shemayim, they get up and they say tikkun chatzos and they cry over the churban beis hamikdash. They try to be misaking Tikkun Leah and Tikkun Rachel, and they learn Mishnayos and Torah Shabbat Peh and Zohar Kadosh, and some of them learn Kabbalah until Nates when they daven. And that way they're misaking the Malchus that has fallen, as we discussed. So these Kshem Yizurim who stand B'chol Laila B'chatos at midnight, Shaydeh Zeh, through them, Him Amshichim Al Atzim B'chimit Kedushas Chatos Laila. They draw upon themselves the Kedusha of Chatos, even though Chatos is a very dark part, a very deep choshech. Yet if you get up and you try to fight and you try to split the night, dafke chatzos, you're going to be zochet to a great light. Sh'ozmus or chesed gol is a great chesed, which even the Gemara discusses. The Gemara in Chagigah talks about those who learn Torah at night, they draw upon themselves a chut shel chesed. Machlokus, does that mean nighttime, like 8, 9, 10 p.m.? What does it mean, chatzos? So here, Rabbi Nelson and the Chassidim, They understand that the Gemara means by chatos. That's the greatest part of the night. That's when there's an Eis Ratzon. And for one to learn Torah and take Tehillim and cry over the Churban at that time is an amazing, amazing avodah. And it's so amazing that I think it's said in the name, I'm sure it's written down somewhere, the Ben Ish Chai, who was Menishvam, it was told over to me that the Ben Ish Chai holds that if you could wake up and learn for, I don't know if you could, an hour by chatos at night, midnight, It's worth it to sleep during the day for many, many hours in order that you can be awake for that hour by chatzos. That zman is so much so powerful for learning Torah and for doing mitzvahs and for saying Tehillim and connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu that it's worth it that during the day you're sleeping if you can get up then. Through getting up there in chatzos and working and bringing out the Nekudas Tovos and seeing the light within the darkness, specifically the darkest night, the darkest time of every night. Through that idea, the Zochim HaHamshach and Tommy, you'll always, constantly be able to what? Wake up. You'll always be able to wake up at Chatzos, HaHamshach and the Chinez Tommy. And when a person looks and he searches for the Nekudas Tovos, and that's his goal, and even when he falls into a very, very dark place, and in that dark place, he awakens himself to this Torah, to this Yisod, to this secret. And he's in a dark place, and he's very frustrated, he's very down, he's ut-ut, tiyish, to hopelessness, to giving it all up. And he remembers that, no, I have to look for the Nekudat Tova. And he finds the Nekudat Tova. And he gets himself out of that place slowly but surely. He'll forever remember that Chatzos Laila. He'll forever remember that he was down and almost out, yet he was saved. So whatever happens again, Chas V'Shalom, or even gets close to happening again, you can always remember and hold on to that night, that Choshech, that darkness, that Richuk, that distance he felt from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realize, no, but I can get out of this, because I did it once before. You can always bring upon yourself that Hesod, that awakening from that Chatzos. You'll be able to draw it upon yourself always. Diamonds of Cholay, page 77. The Cholay Sharot from the Hapilim Shena, a cotton of Gadamot. Everything upon the Yitzhar tries to throw you down, put you back into sleep, put you into a state of cottonness, into a place of constricted das, where you can't think straight, where you're becoming overwhelmed by the tasks of life, overwhelmed by your responsibilities in life. I feel my pilim on some commotional pilim. And even if they do get you, the Yitzhar attack gets you, he makes you drop. Chas v'shalom. I feel him over a lot of Masha Ram, even if that which passes over you, meaning you have a big nefila. You've fallen far. You feel bad. You feel deep. Even though Kaddish Baruch Hu never told you to feel that way, but you decided to feel that way. Okay? That's your Bechira. You want to feel bad. You want to choose to feel bad in life. That's your choice. But let's say you do fall into that place. Even though you'll be able to awaken yourself constant, you know, amongst the darkest, deepest, strongest tatness, the chemist kimas chatzos, to wake up the chatzos, it's dafkin chatzos, the darkest part of the night that we have the mitzvah of tikkun chatzos, to get up, kimas chatzos, get up during the chatzos, every single night. That a person should never be able to fall so far that he can't get up from. There is no such place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always mechazik us to get up. Just remember that little bit more. There's a little bit less inside. You have to have it. If you're alive, by definition, you have an od ma'at, you have a mitzvah, you have a nekudat tova within you, or even a nekudat tova that you're about to come onto. And that thing, shentov, shemotzi ba'atzim, that you found in yourself can help you get up. V'alkei Moshe lo yado, listen to this shout of Rabbi Nassim. Why was it the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not know? He did not know when Chatzos was, but David HaMelech knew. Yalkein says Rabbi Nassim, Moshe lo yado adayim l'chavin heitev Chatzos Emos. Moshe Rabbeinu, even by Mitzrayim, he was not yet zocha to understand, to be able to discern exactly when Chatzos was. Around Chatzos, he knew. The moment of Chatzos, he didn't know. Ki oz haya adayim kodim latan toiro, so there was nothing, an explosion, something he hasn't said yet until now. And until now, it wasn't latan toiro. V'lo haya adayim yisarus adil satan, therefore, without the Torah Ektosho, we don't have yisarus adil satan, an awakening from below. All the awakening was from above. The awakening of bringing us out of Mitzrayim was from above. The Kodesh Baruch Hu decided, he didn't take us out. Yes, we cried, but it wasn't the reason of the Tata of the Torah. We did not yet have the Sadiqim who would stand by Chatzos and learn Torah and draw down that chesed, to draw down the power of the Kodesh Baruch Hu into our lives. That's why you have to connect the Sadiqim who do this. You have to connect the Sadiqim who are always finding good points in others. Because if you've connected with Sadiqim, then you'll be able to find good points in yourself and good points in others as well, as a Talmud of that Sabbath. Machla Shaya Kodim on Tabitha Sinsu was all before Mount Tayr. Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim was before the beginning of Torah. Now, Kenaya Kashal Chad and Hatim Kudu Chatzos. So he didn't know exactly when Chatzos was. Because only with the Torah Ktosha, you can go into the deepest, darkest part of the night, Chatzos, and get up. Around Chatzos, we had the ability, even before Mount Tayr, to get up. That's if you're around Chatzos. If you were Dafka Mount Shah Chatzos itself, you can't get up. Esav can't get up. He was living in Chatzos, and it was before Mount Torah, he couldn't get up. Lovan, sorry, can't get up. Not happening. The Afilu Manda Amar Shagam Moshe Yada, and even according to Manda Amar in the Gemara, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu really did know when Chatzos was. Just, he didn't want to say it, but he didn't want to say exactly Chatzos was when Nakas B'chorosh was going to happen. He couldn't speak about it, because the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, would make a mistake. Because they would calculate wrong. They would calculate Chatzos incorrectly. And therefore, as Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to protect Hashem's kavod, he didn't want them to make fun of Hashem. Because according to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was midnight. According to the Mitzrim, it was 11:59. So he didn't want the Mitzrim to make fun of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't know when Chatzos. Kedayim al yochel hamshach harizos is gal yomach mashayi kodman terem. Moshe Rabbeinu is not allowed to reveal, not to the Mitzrim, not to the Yidin, to nobody. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu, in this opinion of the Gemara, knew what Chatzos was. He knew how to get out of Chatzos. He knew how to find the Nekudat Tov in the deepest, darkest part of his soul. Yet he wasn't allowed to reveal to other people because it was before Mount Terem. And this answer goes better, I think, because the other taxation, Avraham Avinu, we've discussed many times, he knew how to get out of Chatzos. The part we wrote a raya a few days ago, that Avraham Avinu knew the soul, the secret of Chatzos. So really, before Mount Terem, only the Swatshi Tzadikim knew when Chatzos was and how to get out of Chatzos, to bring in a Kudu Tov into their lives, even though it was a dark point. Yaakov Zinu, Yosef, they did not know how to get up to the deepest part of their lives. Yosef thought he was away for 22 years. Yaakov Zinu loses his son. His daughter is captured by Shechem. They knew how to get up, but they were not allowed to reveal it yet. It was not the time until the Torah came out, until there was a Tzarich Dilatata, until the Kodesh could learn Torah and be involved in Torah. And we see from here, and Rabbi Nachman is saying that one, if he wants to be able to work on the sugya and the Kudus Tovos, he really needs to be involved in Torah learning. It's through that Torah learning that there will be fuel for the Kudus Tovos. You can find the Kudus Tovos without Torah. But if a person is going to fall into the deepest, darkest part, into a very deep pit, it's only the combination of Torah and the Kudus Tovos. But we generally don't fall into that. We generally fall into little, small little pits, little mud, a little struggle, a little frustration, a little confusion. With that, of course, we all learn Baruch Hashem. That you don't need mamash the Torah Dosha. You need the sugya and the Kudus Tovos, which you could find. But if you fall into the Chatzos, the only way getting up is through the Torah. The only way. And if nothing goes on, let's see. Let's continue for a few minutes. No. About David, have a yada. But David Melech knew when Chatzos was. Kikino hayatol malam mitos, because that kino, that harp, that musical instrument was above his bed. The kolach hakino nimshach meTorah. And Menachem teaches us that the kino, the harp of David Melech, came from the Torah, the power of the Torah. Kimuber b'divrei Admor, the Rabbi Nachman says in Simon Ches, Nukudim Aran, Torah Ches, ki hakino shel David hayashol chamesh nimin, had five strings, kineged chamesh chamshei Torah, kineged the five books of Torah. And the Torah Kedosh, the harp of David HaMelech, the song, the Shira Hazos, the Torah is a Shira. It would awaken him in the middle of the night and would allow him to know exactly when Chatzos was, so he can get up. He could break the night. He could break the darkness. Ki David Hu, next page 78. Ki David B'chim is Mashiach, because we know David HaMelech is Mashiach. She'otzik Tom B'tikin Nefash Nafshos Yisrael, L'Oyer Mishnafson Adi B'chim. David HaMelech is B'chim Mashiach. He's always looking to fix up the souls of the Jews, to awaken them from their sleep, from their slumber, to be mechazik them. Idea in the kudos tovos shemot b'cholecha, to find the kudos tovos within each and every person. Umelamed b'cholecha, not just to find them, but to teach members of Klal Yisrael how to find the kudos tovos themselves. Because we know giving tzedakah is a great mitzvah, but giving a person a job so he can become self-sufficient and make his own money, that's the greatest type of chesed, the greatest type of tzedakah. So to find the kudos tovos in somebody else, and don him the kaf zechus, to make him free from judgment, is beautiful. But to teach him the trade, how he can continue to find the good of himself, you've just given him gold, you've just given him endless amounts of money, because he could do it himself now, and get himself out of the deepest parts of the night. You're teaching him how to find and enlighten his heart, and to search and to seek and to find within himself the good of constantly. In order to awaken him from sleep, to get him up when he's falling down so he doesn't fall down mamish fully. Last paragraph. And the main thing is, when a person's about to fall, it's then when you're about to fall that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sends and enlightens you with a great chesed. It's a small nekudat tova, but it's so powerful. It can wake you up. The Bechinas is saying to Hillam, Lo Yutal, if he falls, he will not be thrown down. You can get back up. A person is going to fall, but you can get back up. Bechinas Sofa, Lo Yazen B'Yodo, Hashem is never going to fully abandon. Lo Yazen B'Yodo, Hashem is never going to fully abandon Yid into the hand of the Yitzhara, the Tetrachra. But Bechinas Ki Yira, Ki Azos Yad, the Ephes Otzer V'Azos. The prophet says, when he sees that their power is gone, with nothing to protect them, HaKadosh Baruch says, no, I'm going to see now, I'm here. V'Amar U'ata, I'm going to take care of you. You think you're okay? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to put us down and to slam us down, unfortunately. So he shows us that we can't do it ourselves. Hashem says, I'll never leave you. So if you always look for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe you can't find an Akudah Tovah within yourself. But to find an Akudah Tovah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees in us, that we could do. Kodesh Baruch Hu is always there. The Kodesh of the Koch HaTorah, Shekvah Kibalno, Yidin Moshe Benu, it's all according to the Koch HaTorah that we kept it from Moshe Benu. And you get it very soon. Like they call Tadikim Sheyalah Hain, and all the Tadikim until now, Sheperishu, Lanu, Dachet, Tarahetiv, they've explained to us the way of Tarahetiv, and Shevizokim, Mr. Hashem, to learn that Torah and to connect to that Torah. And Mr. Hashem, I think tomorrow looks like we're mamash going to finish the first halacha in Kutei Halachos. And let's try to do that tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.